Hey, Robert.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm happy that...
What?
Oh.
What?
Well,
why are you happy?
I'm happy that we get to sit down together like this.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're happy. I could really use some happiness right now.
I know. And I know we haven't been together for a couple of months.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what's going on?
It's been long. What?
Why could you use some happiness right now? It's nothing to do with us, right?
No, it's to do with this. Well, every day I wake up, you know, and I look outside the window, and there's this pigeon that's always on my windowsill. Every morning I leave a little cracker for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it hasn't shown up for like a week and a half.
Oh. Well, what do you think happened to it?
I think it's dead.
Now, you don't know that, but...
I think it got eaten by a falcon. What were you going to say, though?
I was going to say, I was walking in Central Park the other day, and I did see a pigeon behind a bush.
A dead pigeon?
It looked dead.
Just left there?
Yeah.
The falcon didn't even eat it? It just dropped it behind a bush?
Yeah, I think it did. There was a couple of feathers roughed up by the butt.
And you think it was my pigeon?
I mean, I don't know. What was his name?
Well, this name was Peter.
Peter. Well, I didn't get a chance to ask him because he was dead.
He's dead.
But, I mean, he kind of looked like a Peter.
Really?
You know?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Why would he just be discarded? You don't think he was good? You think the falcon didn't even like him?
He could have been part of the mafia. You never know.
What?
Like one of those mafia...
Like he had information?
Yeah.
Do you think I'm implicated?
I don't know. Did you
think they could come for me? They could come to my place? My house?
Anything's possible. Did you put any kind of note inside of the cracker?
Well, I mean, I would write, like, I love you, and you're such a handsome pigeon.
Oh, God. Oh, this could be bad.
Why is that bad?
This could be...
Why is that bad?
This could be huge. You never know who he is taking that to.
Well, I mean, sometimes he would have little notes. You think...
What did they say?
Well, I mean, it never made any sense to me.
What was the last one that you read?
It was just a bunch of numbers.
Robert, this might be bigger than all of us.
What? Bigger than, like, what would you say, all of us?
I mean, like, New York, like the United States. This could be
what?
Huge.
Bigger even?
Listen, I know you were doing a lot of weird Reddit research before we broke up. You didn't get into any, like, subreddits about, like, Russian...
What?
Pigeon.
No.
Nothing? Are you sure?
No, it was all those weird foot Reddits. The ones you left me for.
Yeah, I know, Robert. I don't need reminding.
Well, then why? You're asking me about Reddits. Those are the only Reddits I look at.
I was just checking. It seemed...
And there's always more of them. More and more.
More foot Reddits?
Yes, more strange foot Reddits.
Oh, God, I'm getting nauseous.
No, please.
Robert, I don't know.
Look, I said I'd give it up for you then, and you said you'd rather just leave. So I didn't give it up, but...
I didn't give it up.
I was...
Robert, you know I love you so much.
You do?
Yeah, of course. You idiot. Of course I do.
Well, I mean, you did break up with me.
I know, but I couldn't handle the foot thing. And you understand that, right?
Well, I told you I'd stop.
But ultimately you didn't, right?
I stopped looking at the Reddits.
For how long?
For the whole time. But I did, yes, I started taking pictures of your feet.
I know.
And... Sometimes I wouldn't ask. Feet, it's your feet.
I know, but Robert, it's...
It's not your butt.
It's the principle of... I know, everyone's in the butt. And I think... I guess that's what
well,
makes...
Well, I'm not.
I guess
you don't have a great butt.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Robert.
It's just not my thing.
Okay, well, you're being so sweet. I mean... But and that's... But this is beside the point.
But doesn't that make it better if it's your feet?
It does, but I couldn't get the idea that you'd looked at like 487 other women's feet.
And sometimes,
or
you
men's.
Know, the upstairs neighbor's feet. But it's just when they're
Wait,
on the
what?
Fire escape.
What?
Well, if they're on the fire escape and I'm on the fire escape, I look up and I see their feet. What am I going to do, not take a picture?
Robert. This... See, we have a problem here. This is...
How is that a problem?
This is weird. This is abnormal behavior.
They've caught me doing it. They don't care. They don't care. I think they come up barefoot on purpose now.
Do they know what you're doing?
I think so.
I don't know if they do.
I think they do.
What
they
what
live
makes you...
right above us.
I mean, that doesn't... A lot of people
above
live above
now.
A lot of people.
Above
they don't.
Me
they don't
know.
Yeah, I had to move back out to Manhattan. I don't know. The foot stuff, it's just...
It can stop. It can stop.
Robert, we're having the same conversation we had last time. And listen, hey, we're talking a lot about you. You should be proud of me. Look what I've done since we broke up. I become the head pastry chef.
Oh, my God.
At Little Robin's Cake Shop.
Is that what this hat and apron is all about?
Yes.
This humongous hat?
Yes. It means I got the raise. I got the role.
I thought you were going to a costume party.
I mean, no. I
can't believe it. Head...
I look like this every day.
The head pastry chef?
Head.
Oh my God. How many chefs are under you?
Six.
Oh, that's so many.
I know. So see?
That's a lot of people. That's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot. And,
Heather, can you handle that kind of... How long is this? Did you just get the promotion?
I got the promotion 3 weeks ago.
Oh, my God.
Yep. I have started pulling my hair out.
Oh, no.
Slightly. It's not like as dramatic as it sounds.
Is that why you wore the hat to the social
engagement?
That's
why I wore the hat to the social thing.
Take it off. Just take it off.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Is it bad? Is it bad? I thought it was just the crown.
Well, it looks like you keep pulling it out in the same spot.
I do. It's like a nervous. Oh God, I'm gonna do it again.
No, don't do it.
Sorry.
Don't do it.
Sorry.
And if you're gonna do it, do like side, you know, bottom.
Oh, God.
Start low.
The anxiety builds in the crown.
Oh, jeez.
It's really tough. They're all looking up to me and they need answers.
Well, you have the answers.
I know, but I sometimes I doubt myself. You know how I could be.
Yeah. Yeah, well, especially without my encouragement.
Yeah, I have really missed that.
I can be very encouraging.
I noticed.
I didn't just leave notes for pigeons.
I know, I just told you, Robert, don't rub it in. Come
okay.
on,
Well, then, take me back. Come back. Come back to the apartment.
Robert. I mean, I honestly don't know what to say.
I can't. Function. I'm not functioning.
Oh, honey.
I got fired.
Oh. What happened?
Well, as you know, I was working from home.
Yeah.
And, well, apparently they started monitoring our browser activity and...
Oh, no.
To see how many hours we're...
Robert.
Working and things and...
How many? How many were you actually working?
Hours a week.
Hours a week.
About two.
Oh, honey. Oh,
two and a
no.
Half. Two and a half. The rest of the time, it was...
Reddit.
Well, Reddit.
You didn't have to tell me. I already knew. Mm-hmm. What did they say?
The strange foot Reddit?
What did they say? Yeah.
It did... One did cause me to see a podiatrist.
Oh. Well, silver lining, I suppose.
Yes, I recognized something in one of the strange foot photos.
Wow, what did you recognize?
From my own foot.
Oh, Oh, was that the yellow toenail?
Yes.
Oh.
So I saw a podiatrist and I got that taken care of.
Wow.
So that was good.
I am so proud of you, honey.
And it was before I lost my health insurance.
What? Look at that.
Yes.
Stick it to the man, eh?
Right. But now...
My guy.
Now I don't have it.
Oh. So I suppose you want to be at it on mine?
Oh. Well, I didn't even consider that.
Well, I suppose I do have a pretty comprehensive plan. 75% yes. covered monthly.
Oh, wow. That's mm-hmm. good.
Yep. All... Yep. All of my prescriptions are out of pocket, which is pretty bad. But
that's bad. It's but we're not old.
We're not old. We don't even need anything.
We don't take a lot of prescriptions.
So nothing recurring for the toenail fungus?
No.
Well?
It was a one-time thing. They just cut off that part and cauterized it. And
Robert.
There we go.
Do you mean you're one toe less of a man?
It's more like half.
Oh.
A toe?
I might want to see
less.
That.
Right now?
I mean, I showed you mine.
That's true. All right, I'm wearing thick boots with a lot of buckles, like those goth kids wear.
You always get the ones with the hooky straps, like the ice skates. Yeah, I never understood that.
I just like them.
It's July.
I know, I see them. I don't know why. I walk by that store, Hot Topic, in the mall. And I see them on the mannequins, and they look so cool.
Oh, you know what? I actually relate to that, because when I was 11, I was really into the... Oh, my God! Oh, my God! It's wonderful. It's healing up beautifully.
It is.
Wow.
I don't have a nail.
I didn't even notice.
But it's just one less to cut.
I'm so proud of you. Always looking on the bright side of things, honey. And look, you're no less of a man to me.
Well, thank you.
It's just, it's a little shorter, and that's all.
Now, since I showed you this such an intimate thing, I do feel like maybe I can ask a question I was a little afraid to ask earlier.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, at the bakery, I always got the impression that Margaret was the next up for promotion to head. Pastry chef.
What exactly are you asking?
Well, I guess I'm asking what happened. How did you...
Well, Margaret, let's just say she doesn't work there anymore.
She doesn't?
No.
Oh,
she,
wow.
She most certainly does not.
Oh, that's...
She had an unfortunate incident involving butter and the mixing churns.
Oh, no.
Yeah, about 3 weeks back.
Her puffs were always so...
Yeah.
I don't know. They mixed fluff and flake.
I can also mix fluff and flake.
Oh, yeah, yes, yes, yes. You're very good.
You know what? Let me come over Friday.
Yeah?
I'll make you some puffs.
To the apartment?
Yeah, to the apartment.
Oh.
You can talk about the fluff
back
and flake.
Do you still have your key?
I still have it. You know I haven't thrown it away.
I didn't change the locks.
All right. Well, I'll come over Friday. We can make it, and we'll talk about...
You're going to make it at my place?
Yeah. We'll talk about it.
I don't have a lot of ingredient type things right now.
I know. Okay. I'll bring it from the shop. Don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am looking for work.
Are you?
Yeah.
What are you looking for?
I mean, more work from home, hopefully, but it gets hard, you know? I get distracted.
By the Reddits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Reddit and other things.
Oh, Robert, I'm afraid to even ask.
What? It's the Reddit.
It's all... Is it just...
Yes, it's just
the
I just
Reddit.
Said other things.
I know, it's just the Reddit.
I was hoping. But it's not. But you'll come over Friday.
Rob, I'll come over Friday. We'll make the puff pastry.
Okay.
We can talk about the health insurance and the apartment.
Okay.
I'm not making any promises, but, you know, I'm proud of your improvement.
Good.
I feel like sure. You're growing as a person. Well, not...
Because I saw a podiatrist.
Not in your feet, but, yeah. I feel like you're growing.
Okay. Good.
Internally.
All right, Friday.
Friday.
All right.
6?
Yeah, it works for me. Anytime.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll be there right after work.
Okay.
I appreciate you having me over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. Thanks for meeting me here.
You're welcome, Rob.
Yeah. See you Friday.
See you Friday. Bye, Robbie.
Hey, come in, come in.
Hi, Robbie.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, God. Can you take my bag?
Yeah. What's wrong?
It's...
You seem flustered. You seem upset.
It's been a day. Margie returned today.
Oh.
Yeah, she came back and she...
Oh, I assumed you killed her. The way you said she doesn't work there anymore, I thought...
No, she just... She had a falling out.
Okay.
But she... And Mrs. Bronson, they went into her office and
talked.
Yeah.
They talked?
They talked for
just
like...
Just the two of them?
Yeah, like an hour 10.
An hour 10?
Yeah. And then whenever she came out, Margie was crying and Mrs. Bronson looked really pissed.
Oh. Well.
What do you think that means? You know both of them.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I don't know. It's... I mean, why... How would I know anything?
Do you know something?
I do.
What is it?
I did something.
Please.
I did something.
Robert.
I didn't want you to lose the promotion. And I knew Margie was going to come back at some point and try to take it from you.
What did you do? Robert Evan Kamalaki!
I sent pictures of her feet.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
To the owner of the bakery.
No. Oh, my God. And you CC'd them to Margie, too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Of course. They're her feet.
Robbie, why?
And they were...
What picture?
Scandalous pictures.
What picture? Oh, no. It was the Halloween one with the spider thong, wasn't it?
It was many pictures.
It was what?
It was many pictures.
Oh, God.
Halloween one spider.
Oh.
And then lots of pictures I took since our last conversation.
Have you been feet stalking me?
No, her.
Oh.
Pictures of her feet.
Oh, God.
No pictures of your feet. Those are for me. Those are just for me.
I misunderstood you. My heart dropped down on my...
I wouldn't share those with anyone ever.
That is honestly so sweet. See, this is what I've missed about you.
Oh,
God.
Yeah.
You are amazing.
Oh, thank you.
You honestly are. Oh, God. But Margie's feet.
Yeah?
You've been stalking her and taking pictures of her feet?
I didn't like her feet.
Are you sure? Pinky swear. Pinky swear right now.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't like her feet at all.
All right. I trust you.
They're terrible.
I believe
they're
that.
They're not like your feet.
She's a chunky old witch.
Not like your feet, honey. With your sweet, dainty toes.
Oh, thank you. Never painted. Always
Never
a scraggly nail.
She paints her toenails.
Oh, God. What a slut.
Every day.
Ew.
Every day she paints them.
Every day a different color.
Yeah, and I got a lot of pictures of her painting her toenails.
What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of context did you send to Mrs.?
Well, see, there's nothing really scandalous about somebody just being barefoot and painting their toenails.
Agreed.
So I might have...
Oh, you photoshopped them.
I might have photoshopped in some penises.
Oh, my God! Robbie, you mm-hmm. dirty dog.
Yeah.
Wow. You never fail to impress me.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
But my question...
Yeah.
Why did she go and tell Mrs. Bronson?
Well, I sent him to Mrs. Bronson.
Oh, it's all coming together now. God, you always have been the mastermind. It takes me a minute to catch up.
No, it's no problem.
Wow, what would I do without you, babe?
Oh, wow, so you think you're back? You're back in my life?
I have no reasons to say no. God, you're freshly unemployed. You've had your toe cut off and you're sending blackmail Photoshop pictures to my boss.
Okay.
I mean, I only have reasons to say yes.
Do I still have to give up the Reddit foot? I can.
You know what, Robbie?
It's just a question.
You know what? You've done so much for me.
Yeah?
You hang on to that.
And it did lead to the podiatry thing.
That's what I'm saying.
You never know what you learn.
I'm really proud of this progression that you're taking. Uh-huh. I feel like you take a moldy pair of socks, no pun intended, and you turn it into a fresh bin of laundry. You know, I just...
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you're really good at transmutation. That's a new word that I got on.
Thanks, honey. And, you know, you're real good at having a job and...
Yeah.
And loving me and being a lovely person and being kind and personable and paying bills and making me more, like, respectable.
Aww. And I do, like, do all of your chores for you, and I know how much you love that.
I'm not good at them.
I know, you're so bad. You can never wipe the counter down right.
Yeah, if I do them, they don't get done right, so.
It's so true. I've always said that. My mother says that, too. Aw. God, Robbie, I mean, I'm starting to get the old butterflies again.
Me too.
Are you really?
Yeah.
God, do you feel like...
So you're moving?
I'm moving in.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank God.
When you texted me...
Yeah.
I never expected, but here we are.
Yeah.
You know, God really does have a plan for little people like us.
Yeah. It really does, you know?
Yeah, I do.